This is St. Louis Public Radio. If you think about the robots that we've seen in movies like C-3PO from Star Wars or Johnny Five from Short Circuit, they're all a little awkward. The machines don't feel or understand emotions the same way humans do, but oddly enough, some scientists think that robots can be useful for teaching kids social skills. Studies have shown that kids naturally project feelings onto them. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen shows us what that looks like in the classroom.
It's morning at the Jackie Joyner Kersey Center in East St. Louis. In one classroom, a teacher has just finished telling a story to more than a dozen preschoolers. She starts to gather them on the other side of the room for their next activity.
If your name is Bailey, get in line. If your name is Kwame, get in line.
When they sit down, the kids come face to face with an unusual guest, a robot. It's 2 feet tall, with arms and legs like a person. Its white plastic face has no expression. The robot sits with its knees bent, then stands up and waves its arm.
Hello, I am the robot. Can I join your class today?
Yes, you may.
A young woman named Madison Shane sits next to the robot, named Mo.
How do you think Mo feels today? It's his first day at school.
Happy.
Happy? Maybe. Any other guesses?
Hi.
Surprised, yeah, maybe he's kind of wondering what's going on.
Shane studies child psychology at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. She and other student instructors have been teaching young children about emotions and social skills as a part of SIUE's Head Start program. They're also working with computer scientists who want to study how robots can help teach these lessons.
Hey Mo, these kids are also learning about feelings.
What are feelings?
Feelings are one way we react to the things that happen. A lot of things make us feel happy, and then some things make us feel sad or afraid or angry.
So far, I have never felt feelings.
That's okay, Mo. We can teach you. Can we teach them, guys?
Yeah!
There's been a lot of emerging research that says robots can help kids develop social skills. Much of that research has been done on children with autism, who typically pay better attention to objects than to people. But SIUE computer scientist Jerry Weinberg says studies show that young children relate to robots better than adults.
Even though it doesn't look exactly like us, they still ascribe that sort of feelings and intent as they would to another child.
Since kids are likely to project emotions onto the robot, that reinforces what they're learning in these lessons. Stephen Hupp is a psychology professor at SIUE and a mental health consultant with the Head Start program.
I also feel like one of the best ways to learn something is to teach it to somebody else.
During the lesson, Shane talks to the kids about 4 different emotions: happiness, sadness, anger, and fear. Here, she asks the kids to act out sadness.
I see a lot of turned down mouths and closed arms. Mo, how might you look if you feel sad?
Sad.
In the long term, Weinberg sees robots helping kids with a broader range of issues, like social anxiety.
Particularly while they're still small, bring them out of their social shells, so to speak.
But Hupp says the research is still too early on to recommend that preschool classrooms come equipped with robots.
This is experimental for us. We're excited about it, but I think a lot needs to be done before anybody would say every classroom should have a robot. But the day may come.
In the meantime, the kids can find some satisfaction that they've taught Mo how to feel.
You all made me happy today. Goodbye, friends.
I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.